Arizona weekend Saturday morning started just right. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're looking to talk to anyone interested in getting back involved in home ownership, or if you're shopping for your very first home, give us a ring. Let's talk. 1-888-767-4348. Now, you know, Romy, we are going to get back into exactly the same thing that we caused the whole problem in to begin with, right?
Because people don't learn.
because it happened in 2007. It happened in 2001. It happened in 1994. It happened in 1988.
A couple people are going to see some people making money in real estate, flipping houses. Everyone's suddenly going to become an expert at flipping houses. They're going to inflate the price and then get stuck with something they can't afford because they didn't pay attention.
I draw the parallel to gold.
Okay.
Okay. In the crisis, in the Great Recession, we saw gold basically go from under $1,000, and I think it peaked somewhere around $1,700 or $1,800. And at that peak point, you had every celebrity on the globe telling people they should be buying gold. And when you've got that many people telling you to do something, I guess it's just the inner
skeptic.
Cynic. Yeah, the inner cynic or skeptic in me that says,
I'm not following the crowd.
I don't think I'm going to do that. And it was exactly the case in 05 and 06 and 07 where people were buying homes they couldn't afford with very favorable interest rates, with little or nothing down. And they were deliberately overextending themselves because the thought process was, well, if we're going to appreciate at 30% annually, I want that appreciation to be on $1 million home, not on a $150,000 home, because think how much more wealthier I'll be at the end when I flip this thing. So we got so aggressive, as representing the industry as a whole, the financing institutions and the banks, got to the point where you were allowed to qualify for a loan just on stated income. Stated income.
I think I'll earn this by the end of the year.
I think I will earn this much by the end of the year. Hmm. No qualifying process, no strong filtering process. They were loaning over the value of the appraised value of the house. And you know there are instruments out there now doing exactly the same thing. Hmm. They will take today's appraisal. Take a look if you have a project you want to do, add that to the appraised value of the home and loan you up to 90% of the improved value now before the value is even done. And these are all very low interest rates.
And oftentimes when you see people making money at something and you've got people coming into the industry to do the same, you've kind of probably already missed the boat.
Yeah. My rule of thumb on buying real estate as an investment to make money is, and we were there all during 2008, all during 2009, and through most of 2010. If you can buy, and I'm talking residential here because in commercial, all of it all changes, but Rosie's simple little make money in residential real estate formula is this. When you can put 20% down, close on the house and rent the property at a positive cash flow, giving you something in excess of 10% return on investment annually, you've hit the bottom of the real estate market, because at that point the market is going to be flooded with investors. That's exactly what happened, kept the market from going any lower than it already was. Thank goodness, many, many pockets of Arizona experienced a 60% depreciation in value. That hurt. And as an old man who's lived through, I don't know, I think I've been through 7 Arizona economic slumps, this, without a question, it beat the savings and loan bust. It beat the dot-com bubble. It beat the Al Gore George Bush, who won this president election recession, because while they were counting chits and chads in Florida, nobody was doing anything. I remember that like it was yesterday. Our phone didn't ring for 2 months while everybody was trying to find out who's going to be the leader of the new country. So after living through all the economic downturns I've personally lived through in Arizona, being here since 1965, I can tell you, folks, proceed with caution. Many of you, 5 million American families, lost their homes to foreclosure between 2007, the year the whole crisis kicked up, through the end of last year. 5 million. Now, their fingers are still burning. They don't want to grab that hot potato again.
And what
people should have learned their lesson.
What the get-rich schemers will never tell you is it's a whole heck of a lot easier to lose that fortune than earn it. They never tell you that part of it. It throws you on the house if you'd like to join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're going to be talking with Todd from Habitat for Humanity when we return.
Yeah.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.